Hello, it's April Shalil, and good morning, y'all. It's Friday, and needless to say, God is awesome. I'm so thankful that God is who He is, and I am who I am, because without Him, I am not enough. But with Him, I am just enough for Him to use to accomplish all the things that He's put on the inside of me as a vessel for Him on this earth. And I just want to challenge you all today to do that thing that's been on your heart, that thing that gives God glory, the thing that gives God more glory than everything else that you're doing, the thing that reverences Him in a way that people need to see so that they can develop a relationship with Him, so that they can come to Christ, so that they can see what it's like for a person to truly live to glorify God and to not glorify themselves or man. There's a need in this generation for more people who are selfless and selfless with their ambitions and more, you know, and just have that desire, people who have that desire to just exert everything that they have into what God is asking them to do in order for His purpose to be fulfilled. I just want to challenge someone. There's someone out there who's had this idea, who has this passion, this God-given thing that God is asking you to do, and that He's provided you with the tools on the inside of you and the resources on the outside of you to accomplish, but there's something that's holding you back. And I want you to know today that if you start to step into purpose and start to step into this one thing that's so hard that He's asking you to do, that He is going to bless you in a way that you've never seen. And I don't mean that financially necessarily. And I mean He's going to bless you spiritually in a way that's going to give you so much revelation of who you are and of who God is and of who God wants to be on the inside of you, that your life is going to be changed forever. And the reason that you're having such a hard time getting started is because the enemy doesn't want you to make this particular move, because if he can stop you from pursuing this thing that gives God glory, then he's satisfied with that. His vendetta is not against you personally. His vendetta is against God and against the use of you for God's goodness and for His glory and for His purpose. And so I want to challenge you to go head to head against the enemy today in prayer first, and then in action by doing what you were called to do and what God has placed on your heart to do, and doing it in the spirit of excellence, and doing it in that spirit of excellence, even if it doesn't look perfect to you. Excellence doesn't mean perfection. There's going to be growth in the process of getting better at this thing, this craft, at this blog, at this project, at this ministry that God is asking you to do. But you got to take a step forward. You have to make that first step. God's not going to do it for you. He needs you. So be used today. I love you. Peace.